What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Arnold, and this is Hey, It's Words with Arnold podcast on December 24th, Christmas Eve. Having a good old time, celebrating the holidays, hanging out with family. I got my youngest brother right here, right now with me, and we'll go ahead and, you know, just talk a little bit of hip hop, what's going on in the world right now, and you know, anything you like you hear, feel free to comment, share, post, or like, however you feel. Whatever the case may be, you feel me? So I'm going to go ahead and hand it over. Let my little brother introduce himself.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Austin, man. I guess today we're going to be talking about some music and stuff like that, you know? A little bit about myself. First off, I'm 18 years old, you know what I'm saying? Living in Chesterfield, Virginia, you know what I'm saying? It's a real chill community and stuff like that. I've been around here, you know what I'm saying? Basically all my life and stuff, you know? So basically, yeah, that's how it is, man.
Well, appreciate that, my brother. So, I guess to go ahead and start it off, what do you listen to nowadays? What's on your playlist? And to real quick, in the background, we're on, you know, listening to the finest of the finest. Hip-hop classic songs and Christmas. Players Ball by Outkast right now, playing in the background, and we'll see what's coming up next. But, yeah, man, what's on your playlist? What do you listen to now?
Some people on my playlist, I would like to first start off by saying G Herbo, Big G Herbo, man. He's one of my favorite artists right now. He's got his latest album out called Humble Beast, you know what I'm saying? That's a really good album. If you guys haven't heard that, go check that out. Another artist from Chicago would be Chance the Rapper. Okay. He is one of the greatest artists, I think, also, because he's just one of those type of artists who likes to just do his thing and keep it classical with his music and stuff like that. He does.
Do you have a favorite song from Chance?
My favorite song from Chance, I guess if you guys hear a lot of Chance, I guess a typical song would be Cocoa Butter Kisses. Another song from his newest album, Coloring Book, would probably be No Problem with Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz. That's another one.
Word. Not to put you on the spot. You know any of his verses?
Any of his verses?
If not, we'll come back. We'll always come back to it because we got. So what we do? What we like to do on Hey, It's Words on a podcast is pick an artist and then kind of and spit their verse and kind of talk about what we think that verse means to us and what the artist was trying to get out when he made the verse. Whatever artist it is. If you've been listening to my first Lyrical Shots artist was J. Cole, and then my second Lyrical Shots artist was Cassidy. And I think what I'll start doing, like a Lyrical Shots artist a week, like once a week, once or twice a week. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But ultimately, what I want to start doing is, and Lyrical Shots came from the name, the term Lyrical Shots came from. I made it up because I also do photography. My photography business is called Silver Shots Photography, and you can find that at arnoldsilverphotography.com. So from Silver Shots Photography, and started doing with the podcast and introducing the music, my interest in music, I kind of combined and came up with Lyrical Shots. So I'm still working on the description on how to describe it a lot more better, because the thought is there, but just the describing it, I need to work on that a little bit more, better. But anyways, you'll get it. You get it. So yeah, that's what we have going on.
Okay.
Classic vibes going on in the background right there. R.I.P. Left Eye. So this is the first segment of the day, a little bit of the introduction. I'm going to go ahead and play some music for you guys, and we'll be back. We'll be back with some more in a little bit. Looking forward to sharing some more good vibes with you. All right. Till next time, it's Hey, It's Words with Arnold.
Niggas iffy, Blicky got the stiffy, got Blicky, drones hold 50, talk down, you silly, 50 bands in them stands or 100s. Running through your block like a pot, shove it.
Yeah, shit, that's all I know. What's going on, everybody? This is Arnold with Hate. It's Words with Arnold podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed that those brief bars from my little brother. He's doing a lyrical shots artist was 6ix9ine.
Yeah, 6ix9ine.
What was the track called? Gummo.
Gummo, yeah.
That was a lyrical shots artist of the day from 6ix9ine. Track title Gummo, and yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. We back in the business, back in the house, back making it happen. Funky Fresh is in full effect. Woo! This is Arnold with Hey, It's Words with Arnold podcast, featuring my little brother.
What's going on, what's going on?
And got a lot of shit to talk about, you know? We've been doing some things, we've been planning some things, and it's going to be a lot of great content coming to you guys soon. Slowly but surely, you dig me. So I hope everybody's having a good time out there today. I'm enjoying the holiday season best way y'all know how. I'm doing it the best way I know how. I know that. But yeah, just keeping it all about the music, you know. Also, what you got going on?
Right now we just listening to some music, got some stuff popping off and stuff like that. I got some videos coming up soon on my new channel called Silver Not Gold.
And what's that, YouTube?
On YouTube, yes sir. Be on the lookout for that, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the first video will be coming up. I don't wanna throw out a release date just yet, you know what I'm saying? I'm still working out some of the kinks and stuff, but it's gonna be up soon, so you guys just be on the lookout for that, you know.
Word, that's what's up. So that's my little brother. He got his own YouTube channel that he's working on, that'll be titled Silver Not Gold. So once he starts putting out content, be sure to, you know, go over on YouTube and check out and subscribe and like his content. I already seen some of the stuff that he don't want to publish, and I want him to publish it, but it's all good, you feel me? You gotta publish stuff when you ready. But myself as well, doing the same thing, trying to get my YouTube and channel up fully functional, but it'll come in due time. But we was talking about a few artists earlier about who you listening to, because I think my playlist right now is pretty much just like, of course I got Jay, I got Drake, I got Cole, Kendrick, and it's pretty much it. I got a few others, Big Crit. I got a few others, but it just made me think about something, that when you listen to a certain artist, you kind of get distracted from being able to listen to new artists a little bit. So I feel like I'm out the loop as far as like who's new and what's coming out, but I love listening to new music. So when new music is presented my way, I definitely love listening to it. And taking it all, and, you know, digesting it. So, who you said it a little bit earlier? Who you listening to? I know Chance was one, but who else are you listening to?
Let me see. We got some new upcoming artists. We have 6ix9ine, and the verse you guys heard earlier was by his track called Gummo. He has another track out called I'm not sure what it's called at the moment, but I'll get back to you guys on that. But he has a lot of other stuff he's putting out there, and TK, his mixtape is out too. Listen to him. He's another new artist and stuff like that. Trippie Redd is also another new artist that's out right now. Who else off the top of the dome? Let me see. I can't really think of anybody else right now. Those are just some of the new guys I'm listening to right now. I'm still myself listening to a lot of old stuff. I'm listening to a lot of actually another guy is Montana 300. He's not really that much new, but he's still putting out a lot of new stuff, and his stuff is pretty good as well. I like his music and
you
stuff.
You listen
like
to Lil Pump?
Lil Pump. Actually, yes, I do listen to Lil Pump a little bit. His one track called Gucci Gang, that's one of the top, you know what I'm saying, most songs out
right now, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Word. Well, yeah. And so there you have it. There goes some new folks to check out. If anybody has any artists, new artists or music that you listen to, shoot them my way. I definitely want to hear it. And you know, I want to hear what you guys are listening to as well. So, yeah, I'm going to play some more music. I'm going to pull them up and play some more songs for them today. It's Christmas, man. It's Christmas. Happy holiday season, everybody. We'll be back. We'll be back with some more, So, more life, more everything. You feel me? Till then, it's Hey, it's Words with Arnold. We'll be back. Be the case. I was trying to be the case. We live, babe. We live, babe.
We live, baby.
So this is what it is. Episode 6 in full effect. We're just trying to keep it going. Holiday season. My brother blessed me with the vape. What's this called?
Yeah, it's a vape. You got the mod. You got the Smok mod on deck. We just bought a new tank for it. Got a coil pack and everything. Got some liquid for it as well and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Won't cheap. It was not cheap. But you pay the price you get when you get one of those. You know what I'm saying? When you buy a vape, those are very expensive. But if you love the vape, if you're a vape guy like myself, then you will get attached. That's one thing. I'll tell you that.
So I want to say thank you for my Christmas present, my brother.
No doubt, no doubt.
First time using it. If anybody smokes hookah or anything like that, I got a hookah at the crib that we usually set up. But, you know, vaping is still pretty cool. Just started doing it myself. And I don't know. We'll see. It was a lot more easier than setting up a hookah, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, I always see people with it, and you see people vaping, like see mad smoke coming out. What are your thoughts on vapes? Share with me. What do you think? I don't know. We'll see. What else is going on? But yeah. So listen to this real quick. Okay. So real quick. What's his name?
Montana of 300.
First time listening to him, my brother just put me on. Kid got bars. He's spitting full bars. What's that track called?
It's called Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, so I'm definitely about to listen to him in the car. That's when I listen to music best, when I'm driving. But the kid spits. That's what I like, man. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear music. I like when people present music and show me music, because I like to listen to new stuff. Don't get me wrong. I stay listening to my classic, my regular hip-hop, you know? My regular, my Coles and J's and all that. But, you know, it's a new day, man. You gotta welcome. You gotta embrace the people that's out now that's doing it. Because they're making it happen. They're paving the way for our future. They're opening doors. People that came before them opening doors so they can do what they're doing now so they can succeed and open doors for the next person coming in. That's what it's all about. That's how we showing love. You feel me? Yeah, appreciate that, man.
No problem.
That was pretty dope. I want to ask a question, though. Being that it is Christmas time, holiday season, happy holidays to everybody, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you feel me? What are you getting? What are you getting for Christmas? Or what are you getting somebody else for Christmas? Are you expecting to get anything? Or are you expecting to give something to somebody else? So, question of the day: what are you getting? Who are you getting it for? And how much did you spend this holiday season? That's always a good one. People spend a lot of money this time of year, and don't go in debt. I tell you that. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Don't try to impress anybody by setting yourself up to be paying it off for the rest of the next year. Don't go into 2018 with any more debt than you already have. That's my piece of advice. I mean, if you want to, you know, by any means, go ahead. If you got a great reason behind it, hey, you know, go ahead and do it. But yeah, don't go in there with any more debt than you need to. I don't think that's a good idea. Trying to be debt free. I know I'm trying to be debt free over here. We're all working on it. School loans is, I don't even know what to say about school loans. Send them away. I'm tired. They're kicking my butt. But yeah, you know, a little financial advice from your friendly banker as well. That's the 9 to 5, by the way, for now. A banker during the day, podcaster, photographer, videographer by night. I'm a superhero, baby. I do it all. Man of many trades. I got 6 jobs. I don't get tired. In the words of Kevin Gates. But yeah, man. Here with you. We probably wrap it up. We probably get ready to wrap it up. Have my little bro in here. Talking. Discussing about what he what he's going to be doing. What he's working on. Still right here with me too, by the way. Quick shout out.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to everybody out there. You already know what's going on, man.
So we can keep it. We can keep it going. So just be on the lookout for everything, and we'll definitely keep everybody informed. Everybody informed. You feel me? Yeah. So until next time, this has been episode 6 of Hate It's Words with Arnold podcast, featuring
your boy Austin. Man, go follow me on IG OG.Silv. That's OG.SILV_. You already know what it is.
Woo! And there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gents, and gentettes, or whatever the case may be, you feel me? We're going to keep it rolling. Till next time, keep doing your thug, keep doing your thug thizzle. Over, out. Hey, it's Words with Arnold.